Chapter 19. The Burden of Egypt. Look, the Lord rides on a swift cloud, and comes to Egypt. The idols of Egypt will tremble at his presence, and the heart of Egypt will melt in its midst. I will stir up the Egyptians against the Egyptians, and they will fight everyone against his brother, and everyone against his neighbor, city against city, and kingdom against kingdom. The spirit of Egypt will fail in its midst. I will destroy its council. They will seek the idols, spirits of the dead, mediums, and spiritists. I will give over the Egyptians into the hand of a cruel lord. A fierce king will rule over them, says the Lord of hosts. The waters will fail from the sea, and the river will be wasted and become dry. The rivers will become foul. The streams of Egypt will be diminished and dried up. The reeds and flags will wither away. The meadows by the Nile, by the brink of the Nile, and all the sown fields of the Nile, will become dry, be driven away, and be no more. The fishermen will lament, and all those who fish in the Nile will mourn, and those who spread nets on the waters will languish. Moreover, those who work in combed flax, and those who weave white cloth, will be confounded. The pillars will be broken in pieces. All those who work for hire will be grieved in soul. The princes of Zoan are utterly foolish. The council of the wisest counselors of Pharaoh has become stupid. How do you say to Pharaoh, "I am the son of the wise, the son of ancient kings"? Where then are your sages? And let them tell you now, and let them know what the Lord of hosts has purposed concerning Egypt. The princes of Zoan have become fools. The princes of Memphis are deceived. They have caused Egypt to go astray, who are the cornerstone of her tribes. The Lord has mixed a spirit of perverseness in the midst of her, and they have caused Egypt to go astray in all of its works, like a drunken man staggers in his vomit. Neither shall there be for Egypt any work, which head or tail, palm branch or rush, may do. In that day the Egyptians will be like women. They will tremble and fear because of the shaking of the hand of the Lord of hosts, which he shakes over them. The land of Judah will become a terror to Egypt. Everyone to whom mention is made of it will be afraid, because of the plans of the Lord of hosts, which he determines against it. In that day, there will be five cities in the land of Egypt that speak the language of Canaan, and swear loyalty to the Lord of hosts. One will be called the City of the Sun. In that day, there will be an altar to the Lord in the midst of the land of Egypt, and a pillar to the Lord at its border. It will be for a sign and for a witness to the Lord of hosts in the land of Egypt, for they will cry to the Lord because of oppressors, and he will send them a savior and a defender, and he will deliver them. The Lord will be known to Egypt, and the Egyptians will know the Lord in that day. Yes, they will worship with sacrifice and offering, and will make vows to the Lord, and will perform them. The Lord will strike Egypt, striking and healing. They will return to the Lord, and he will listen to their pleas, and will heal them. In that day there will be a highway out of Egypt to Assyria, and the Assyrian shall come into Egypt, and the Egyptian into Assyria, and the Egyptians will worship with the Assyrians. In that day, Israel will be the third with Egypt and with Assyria, a blessing in the midst of the earth, because the Lord of hosts has blessed them, saying, "Blessed be Egypt my people, Assyria the work of my hands, and Israel my inheritance."